If the whole culture walked away from God, would you still stand? God always keeps a remnant, a small, stubbornly faithful people, and he has strategically placed you in the public square to be light, salt, and truth before his word is fulfilled thoroughly and quickly. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a fabulous and great day because we know that Jesus Christ is on the throne. So our day is filled with hope. Our day is filled with confidence because we know in whom we have believed. So we're going to dive into God's word, but a few announcements before we do. First off, if you are enjoying this series called Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. One of the key components that we are doing here at FPIW is changing our hearts with the Word of God so that we will be better fathers, better leaders, better communicators, everything in the public square, that policy would be aligned with God's Word, and we reshape the state of Washington. So I hope you're enjoying it and helping us achieve this goal today. If you have a friend or a family member that needs to get into the Word of God for about 7 minutes, encourage you to share this with them and get them plugged in. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us out. So today's scripture, it comes from Romans chapter 9, verse 27. Isaiah cries out concerning Israel. Though the number of the sons of Israel are like the sand of the sea, it is the remnant that will be saved. For the Lord will execute his word on the earth thoroughly and quickly. And just as Isaiah foretold, unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a posterity, we would have become like Sodom and we would have resembled Gomorrah. So let's break this down. First, God always has a remnant. What is a remnant? It's like if you look at the little tree behind me, it's a stump that has been cut off, but there's a shoot of that tree. That stump is still alive, and there's a shoot of that tree growing up, a small portion of what it once was. And so God always has a remnant. And the first thing he says, Isaiah cries out concerning Israel. So he's talking about this remnant. And this really is in the book of Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 20 through 22. So let's read that together. Now, in the day, the remnant of Israel and those of the house of Jacob who have escaped will never again rely on the one who struck them, but will truly rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. So the remnant's going to truly rely upon the Lord. A remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, may be like the sands of the sea, only a remnant within them will return. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness. So Isaiah 10, 20 through 22, we see that he's writing there and he's saying there's going to be a remnant. Now, before we get haughty in our eyes and in our minds for us Gentiles, oftentimes we may think, well, that's Israel, but what about the church? Remember, the church is going to have a great following away. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says, verse 3, let no one and anyone deceive you, for it will come unless the apostasy comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. So when we think about the church, there's also going to be a falling away, a remnant, you might say. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 7:13, narrow is the way, right? There's a narrow gate and few will find it. And so I would encourage you to check that out. So what are we making our point for our public square? As you walk into the public square today, remember this, by God's grace, you're going to remain faithful to God's word and be that remnant, that light, that salt in your workplace today, because God has a plan and you're going to speak truth and you're going to speak it in love today. All right, let's look at the second part of the verse. God always has a remnant and he's going to execute his word. So verse 28, for the Lord will execute his word on earth thoroughly and quickly. And many believe that once God prophetic timeline begins to come to an end, and that all of a sudden these things will start taking place very quickly and thoroughly by the Lord. But the reality is, whether it's timing or not, we know that he's going to execute his word over the face of the earth. Every single part of the word of God is going to be fulfilled. And every promise to Israel and promise to his bride, the nation, and his church, we will see that fulfillment come upon each one appropriately. So in your public square today, be ready as a remnant of God, as that God's judgment will come thoroughly and quickly. And this should propel us to tell people about Jesus Christ, right? It should compel us to want to share the gospel message today, because we don't want people to experience the wrath of God. We don't want people to experience the judgment that is about to come upon this earth thoroughly and quickly. And then the last verse says, and just as Isaiah foretold, unless the Lord of the hosts, that's what that word Sabaoth means, a host, had left to us a posterity. Now, Sabaoth really means host or Lord of armies, unless the Lord of armies had left to us a posterity. Now, that's not our normal language for today. So posterity simply means that next generation, that next group of people, descendants thereof, a future generation. And so unless the Lord of armies had left for us to our posterity, we would have become like Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's only by God's grace that we are a remnant. And if he hadn't left a little piece, a little chunk of where we are to move forward, and the gospel message to move forward, you know, we would have turned into Sodom and Gomorrah. So my hope today, as you go into the public square, you'll understand that you are that remnant. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, he has strategically placed you right where he wants you to be, and that we can speak truth and we can speak love and we can speak all those things to those in the public square, drawing people into the gospel message, because God has a plan and there's always a remnant, whether that be in Israel, the nation, or the bride of Christ. God has a plan. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. Lord, we ask that you would go before us today, surround us today. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for what you have for us today. Open our eyes to see the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast around us. And God, we ask that that remnant will stay faithful all the way to the end. It's only by your grace and by your mercy can we remain. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard